Joining us now, More Guns, Less Crime author, FoxNews.com contributor John Lott. His latest book, At the Brink, Will Obama Push Us Over the Edge? He's also, like I said, the author of More Guns, Less Crime. I believe a must read if you're going to have a substantive discussion about guns in this country. And you can read anything on the other side, too. Obviously, I'm talking about gathering information. More guns, less crime has to be in the bibliography. John Lott. Hey, John, how are you?
Oh, doing great. Great to talk to you again.
And by the way, John, you can follow on Twitter at John R. Lott Jr. John, let's take it away from guns. Let's talk about the economy. I like how your mind works. I think you're honest. I think you follow the facts. I think, you know, in a country where we're seeing the subjectification of the empirical, I trust you on a lot of issues. Tell me about the economy. Not in as good a shape as they would let you believe, right?
Right. Well, unfortunately, this has continued to be the slowest recovery that we have on record, either in terms of job growth or in terms of changes in income. If you take jobs, for example, if you look at recovery since 1970, during the first 4 years of the recovery, the average recovery had job growth of about 10%. Right now, we're about 2.5%, so about one quarter. If you look at job growth after severe recessions, you have much faster job growth. You have over 12%. So this is like one-sixth of or one-fifth of what you would normally have during that time. And it's even worse than that because when you look at what's happening to hires and quits, this is the first recovery where we have fewer people being hired each month than we had during a recession. I mean, obviously, when you have a recession, there's a drop in the rate at which people are hired. But hopefully, when you have a recovery, it increases. The only reason why we've had job growth, despite the fact that you've had fewer people being hired each month during this recovery than during the recession, is because the other side of the coin is quit. So you can kind of think of it as the water level in a pool. You have water coming in and water going out. The water going out are quits. The water coming in are hires. And the only way you can get the water level to rise when you have less going in, fewer hires each month, is if fewer people quit jobs. And again, this is the first recovery where quits are lower now than they were during the recession. What normally happens over a business cycle is when you have a recession, people become afraid that they're not going to get another job if they quit. So they hunker down and stick with the jobs that they have. But when you've had a long recession, you have a lot of people who have kind of pent up desires to move on. You know, they would have normally left at some rate if it had been a normal economy. But they've stuck with the job even if they don't like it. And so when you have a recovery happen, you usually have an explosion in terms of quits. As I said, this is the first recovery where the number of quits each month is actually lower now than a recession. And it's just one proxy for one indication about how confident people are about the economy. And so we've had this small growth in jobs, but even that small growth is more due to the fact that we're not hiring, but people are staying with the jobs. And there's two groups of people that have really been hurt the most during this recovery, and that has been young people who are just entering into the job market. You know, people in their late 20s, 30s, 40s or so, they've been okay simply because they've hunkered down and kept the jobs that they've had. But with very few new openings, young people who have been entering the market just haven't been able to get jobs that are either related to their skill level or even jobs in many cases. The other group of people that have been hurt the most have been people over 55, particularly men. We've just seen them, when they lose a job, they pretty much just retire. You know, we've had to have big changes in terms of skills. When you're that old, though, it often doesn't pay for people to go and learn new sets of skills. And so they're faced with a choice of, do they go and get a job that may pay, you know, 40% or whatever of what they were previously earning. And in many of those cases, they just retire. And we've had a drop in unemployment. I mean, unemployment went up to 10%, and now it's 7.6, which is almost exactly what it was when Obama became president. But the unemployment rate number doesn't mean what it normally means. You know, there are two reasons why unemployment can fall, either because people get a job, which is good, or because they quit looking for work. You only are defined as unemployed as long as you keep looking for a job. And three-quarters of the drop in unemployment is due to the fact that people have given up looking for work. I mean, that's just phenomenal. We've never seen anything even remotely like that. And on the other hand, not only do we have these fewer jobs, but income's been falling. What normally happens during recovery, well, you know, you have this drop during recession, and then usually within a couple years, you're kind of back to where you otherwise would have been if the recession had never hit. This is the first time where the gap between income and where we normally would have been is getting larger and larger with each quarter. Between 1965 and 2007, GDP growth on average was about 3.1%. So, you know, when we have a, you know, the good quarters under this recovery with Obama have been things like 2%. You know, last year we just averaged 1%. Population grows at over 1%. So the growth in income in the country wasn't even keeping up with population, and so the amount of money per person has actually fallen, which is another first for a recovery.
Well, John, why does it come out every month as simplistically as the unemployment rate is held at 7.6 or dropped? Why are, I mean, for God's sakes, it's as bleak as it can get. Give me the effective rate when you mix in the people who have quit. Give me a number of effective unemployment in this country. Is it in the low teens? What would your guesstimate be? Or your, what
right,
would your accuracy be?
The, probably the best measure that we have is something called U6, which includes discouraged workers and people who have taken part-time jobs when they were trying to look for full-time work. And that's over 14% right now. But even that underestimates how bad things are, because you're only allowed to be counted as a discouraged worker for 1 year. And this is a situation where people have been, you know, they've left the labor force and they just never get back in. But it's not like, but when you survey them and say, would you like to get a job, they indicate that there's a desire, but they just don't believe they can get a job that pays anywhere near what they used to be able to make. And so I would say it's at least 14%.
Especially for the 55 and over crowd, they must.
Oh, yeah.
There must be some acquiescence that, geez, I guess it's behind me now. And it's not going to happen to that extent. I should look for that job where I give directions in front of the hospital for free, right?
Right. You know, the other group, one group that's been hurt also has been particularly not just young people, but young blacks. You know, we have, you know, amazingly high unemployment compared, and the thing is, it's even when you take into account people dropping out, it's still well into double digits. It's much worse now than when Obama became president.
Listen, once you let a political party know that you're in the fold for them, regardless of whatever happens to you, that you're going to vote that way, in a 90-95% monolithic vote, guess what? They don't reward that. They tend to screw that. I mean, once they know you're there. So, you know, I think black people have displayed their cards a little too early with the Dems, and they will be taken advantage of, and I believe in increasing ways over the years. They're in the fold. They're going to vote that way. So why cater to them is the Democrats' idea. You can follow John on Twitter, at John R. Lott Jr. The new book is At the Brink, Will Obama Push Us Over the Edge? Once again, the most salient information and fact-based. Thank you, John, for your time. We appreciate it.
Oh, great talking to you, Don.
All right. Johnny, the author of More Answers, Less Questions. That's what I love about John. I went to Italy during that interview.